Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian. You've got a lot to say in there. Biggie just said to us, if Chris Dim or myself had rumors swirling around us, similar to what has happened with Diddy, that he could no longer support us or be part of this family. Yeah. And I really can't blame you, you know.
The things that are coming out are horrific.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Awful.
It's one of those times because, again, Diddy's family is in the court every day to support him.
Is he currently married, Mr. Diddy?
No. No, he's not married.
How many children does Mr. Diddy have? A couple?
Five, I believe.
And they're supporting him.
Yes.
But they get, and they have to see all this stuff.
Yes, exactly. So I just feel like once you see that... And, you know, maybe when you grow up with a celebrity father like Diddy, you just, your mind is different. But if I had to see the pictures and hear these stories about somebody I knew, I just could never support them again.
If that were you, let's say you are Diddy, would you tell your kids, I don't know how old they are.
I wouldn't come.
Or look, say you're going to hear some things that are not true. You know me. That's not what I do.
No, I'd say don't come to the trial.
I would ask them not to.
I would too. I wouldn't even want them to even be have that associated with me. I'd say do not watch the news, do not read social media, and do not come to the trial.
But people, you know, it's the way to show support without really,
of course, yeah. But
anything else,
I would say don't come.
Well, because a lot of this stuff
is not come.
Do not. I would tell him immediately.
Just, a lot of this evidence against Diddy is on video.
I mean, at the very least, we know he beat that woman up in the hall. I mean, we've seen that. Yeah. You know, we saw that in the hotel.
Yes.
I wouldn't want him seeing that.
How did his towel stay up? I know.
I don't know.
That should not
God,
be.
God.
It should not be entered as evidence.
I can't get my towel to stay up brushing my teeth.
No.
I don't know how he does it.
Chasing a woman.
Yeah.
And beating her.
And beating the crap out of her. And his towel stays in place. Right
I
there.
I just don't know.
Must be a good body. I don't know what it is. I feel like I've
slender hipped. I don't know.
Exactly. I have
birthing hips.
Birthing
you
hips.
Do.
No matter what I do, I can't get rid of those birthing hips. I tried to freeze off my love handles.
That's right.
I've lost a bunch of weight. I run on the treadmill.
You row a rowboat that with nowhere near the water.
I do a dry row every day. I do hip dips.
You played 6 hours of pickleball on Saturday.
And three more on Tuesday.
You're the juror they want from the defense because you're completely focusing on the completely wrong thing. Question. Can I ask a question? I know I'm a jury member.
You may.
How did his towel stay up?
I mean, he chased that woman.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I try to shave with a towel around my, and it falls down. There I am standing there naked with, you know, and it's just like, I don't know what he did to do that. I want to have that kind of build. Mm-hmm. That's a great. It's not even really
it's a terrible observation,
but it is. It is worth noting that the towel stayed. While he did all these awful things, the towel did
committed
stay.
Crimes, multiple crimes.
Yes,
in a towel.
Mm-hmm. I guess what surprises me too is how many people around Diddy knew this stuff and stayed quiet. Is it just money? You think? Do you think he's just paying them so much money that they just say, "Hey, that's Diddy"?
But surely many knew that weren't paid on the payroll. At all, right?
But you get to be part of that world. You get to travel on the boat. You get to go to New York, LA, wherever he goes. You probably, you know, if you want sex, you could probably get it. If you want unlimited food,
and
alcohol.
Can you have plausible deniability going, well, he's doing, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but we're all adults. We're all consenting.
Probably. Because if he had a social secretary, that person might say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's a woman whose name has been brought up several times. She's not charged with anything. She was Diddy's basically go-to person, not like more so than an assistant. And they're calling her like the Ghislaine Maxwell type, where she knew everything because Cassie Ventura has mentioned her name several times. Others have mentioned her name. And people claim she knew all of Diddy's bad things, covered him up, moved him around, did exactly what he needed to do. And he's thanked her multiple occasions when he's gotten awards saying, I don't know how I'd do life without her. She's my everything, my assistant, you know.
But she's at home going like,
But I guess it's just got to be them. I mean, because these things coming out are just
they're terrible,
horrendous. Yeah. And I just think I couldn't keep knowing someone like that.
Could you?
Well, is that one of those things where it begs the question, who's the kinkiest person in the building?
In here? In this building?
Yeah. I mean, we've had some crazy kink folk work here in the past.
I really don't know. Nothing illegal. I mean, they just
the stuff he did is beyond kink to me.
Right.
I mean, the kink started as, I want to watch you with somebody. That's a kink.
Right.
The forcing her to do this over and over with other people.
I'm sure you know plenty of people who are kinky in their privacy of their own home. There's nothing wrong with that. I like my hair pulled. I want to meet my wife seductively. I want to play Warden's wife.
Yeah.
All those types of things. Now, I never do it, but I want to.
You're a frustrated kink.
I'm a frustrated kink.
And you're an FK.
I'm NFK. I am a frustrated kink. That's right.